peering through the veil of darkness. The paranormal, spiritual, and comedic abound. Welcome to the Richard Spazoff Show.
That's right. The Richard Spazoff Show is brought to you by Audible. You can find us on the website at psychicmediumspazoffshow.com. Also, the Richard Spazoff Podcast is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts available for Android and coming soon iDevices. To get all the great stuff from the Richard Spazoff Show and more, please check out our site at HC Universal Network. I also like to give a big thank you to TalkStream Live for bringing us aboard their website. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Bill.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
And tonight, we have a wonderful lineup. I'm happy to bring Danny Ducci, Rebecca Ward, and Gloria Grady, all in this age of technology. Is everybody here?
Yay!
Yeah, we're here.
Yay,
yeah. I tell you guys,
it's a long intro.
It's a long intro, and nobody hung me yet, so I think I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Hey guys, to start off with, Danny and Rebecca, what is your website, radio show, and all that kind of stuff?
Let's see. Or you can find Radio Haha on FCCFreeRadio.com. At FCCFreeRadio.com, you can find Radio Haha there, among other shows there.
Now, how did you get started doing your podcast, out of curiosity? What inspired you?
Yeah, sure. John Miller, the manager, was just posting out there who wants to do a show on FCC Free Radio, and I thought about doing it. It's pretty cool. It seems like there's the opportunities there to, it's not too hard to get on to do it, and so it'd be a good place to showcase the comedians and the funny music on there. So, like Dr. Demento's music and Weird Al.
Well, you're always looking for new comics to come on, right? So let's give them some. They could reach you on your website to come on your podcast or where.
They can email me. I have my own website. It's DannyDecci.com. DannyDecci.com. Or you can find me on Facebook, and you can contact me to be on the live show on Thursdays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time. And they can be on our show with Rebecca and I, and on Radio Haha, and just talk, chat about everything, joke around.
Just have fun and get to know each other.
Yeah, have fun. And promote their shows and all that stuff.
It's good to know that there's a podcast out there like that, and I do similar things, but with the paranormal, as you guys know. I got something to say to you guys that you might not believe. Are you ready for this?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Rebecca, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, Gloria and I have known each other for 13 years, but would you believe I met her before I was born? Or?
Oh, wow. That's...
So, wow, how did that happen?
Gloria, tell them the story.
When I was 15, I was a candy striper at a local hospital in Inglewood, California. And I was working with the newborns. And Richard happened to be born when I was on the shift. We didn't know that until later. Because I'm older than him, but I probably helped him because I held all the babies that week. Daniel came in the hospital in Inglewood. and then we met later in 2004.
You talk about timing, huh?
Yeah, and so Gloria, you recognize Richard. You figured this is how he probably looks like when he's older. So so that's how you recognize him, I guess.
Oh yeah, I don't remember. No, but it's funny because after we started dating, we were talking about, you know, where we were from, where we were born, and all this, and.
Oh.
Wow, it's really something.
Wow, yeah.
And finally, when I talked to his mom, who's close to my age, and we figured out that he was born that week when I was working there. So,
oh,
wow.
He's still my little baby.
Yeah.
Rebecca, how did you guys meet? How did you and Danny meet?
Well, he put out a thing on a comedy board saying, would anybody like to be a guest on my show? And I sent him an email saying, yeah, that sounds like fun. I'd like to be a guest on your show. And then I was a guest a few more times. And then like maybe a year or so later after that, I kept calling in to the radio show, and after a while he asked if I wanted to co-host, and I was like, yes, 1,000 times yes. I thought you'd never ask.
Danny.
Yeah.
Did you feel the connection with Rebecca right away?
Yeah, it was pretty, it was fine. It was pretty cool. We were both, you know, she was calling in, and we had a pretty good rapport, you know, talking back and forth. And it was funny, it was entertaining, our conversation. So I asked her, hey, why don't you just be on the show and we can continue doing that all the time?
Yeah, we kind of have a similar sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And we can both set up each other's jokes, and we just kind of we understand each other's humor, and we know when to let the other person do their material, and then when to, I don't know, we just have a good radio rapport.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 7 years ago, and we just have a good radio togetherness.
The connection, yes. Mm-hmm. And the comic team, how you work together, it's, mm-hmm. You don't find that too much. Gloria and I have that together, and it's, mm-hmm. It's fun when you find people, when you do interviews or whatever you do, that they have a good good sense of humor, good stories, good comedy about it. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So both of you communicate often? Are you together on your show often or just?
Yes, when she can. We have one album we've done together that has 86 tracks on it. And so we have quite a bit. I mean,
oh, wow.
Yeah, all kinds of skits. And we have that out there on CD Baby. It's on Spotify and all. Do you guys have anything out there as well, or?
No, we just go out there and perform on stage, do the stand-up comedy over the San Francisco and Bay Area parts, and we do that. And doing an album,
we just the podcast. You can listen to them later. So I guess somebody could do a best of. If they wanted to, they could put some of our best of stuff together in an album.
Yes.
We've never aimed at that. We just kind of, we're very spontaneous and,
mm-hmm.
and it goes into the podcast archive. So if people wanted to, they could search out the archives and listen to some of our past stuff.
The whole
if you guys could get a whole edit, a bunch of stuff, and put it together in an mm-hmm. album, that would be great.
Yeah, it comes out. And it's just like, Yes, we have a good rapport, on the podcast. Like you and Gloria, both of you, we do comedy and you do paranormal, I guess, on your podcast.
And you read I don't do paranormal.
No, Gloria that doesn't do paranormal. With the people that I talk to.
Scare me.
I don't know, guys. What is your opinion of the paranormal? What do you feel about the people in it or the stories they have to share? I know you have a story to share about. Could you tell Gloria about that one spot that has the light and what occurred with you?
Oh yeah. There's a place in Joplin, Missouri, when I was going to college. One of my friends knew how to get to the spook light. It's called the spook light in Joplin, Missouri. And there is a light that nobody knows how it's originating. And there's a lot of folk tales. Like some say it's the spirit of a woman who was in love with an American Indian. And there's these and people say, oh, it must be a reflection of something, but nobody can figure out what it is. So I was out there with one of my friends. Yes, it's outside. And I was out there with a few of my college friends and myself and a guy. We were standing in the middle of the road. That's what people do. You stand and you look at the spook light. And I thought I saw like a flashlight beam coming between he and I. And I thought, oh, that's kind of silly, but I saw it for sure. And later he and I were talking and he was like, oh, you saw that too? So it was as if somebody, and this is out on a dirt road in the middle of nowhere. And it was as if somebody was shining a flashlight between us. And that's the most thing I could describe as paranormal that's ever happened in my life. And I know for sure it happened. To me, it was true. It absolutely happened.
It's because you wonder, anybody around, you try to figure out in your mind what's going on, right? You try to, is this...
Yeah.
You have to analyze everything, which is good in some sense, but it can get kind of freaky when things occur, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's all kinds of stories that people will tell each other about being out at the spook light and unexplainable things happen, and there's nobody can explain, and there's even a little museum about the spook light and all the unexplainable things that have happened in that area.
Can you share with us some more unexplainable things, or do you know?
Oh, there's another thing that happened to a friend of mine. She was having a problem with alcohol, and she was at Safeway. And she was walking past the alcohol aisle, and all of a sudden, she got a text on her phone from her son, and it said, "Don't."
Don't.
And she thought, is he skipping school? And she looked around, and it was exactly when she was next to the alcohol aisle. And later, she asked her son, and he was nowhere near. He was in math class, and he just had this thing come to him that he needed to text to her the word "don't." And I know it sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, but I know for a fact that it happened, and it's unexplainable that she could be at the alcohol aisle and get a text exactly at that moment with the word "don't."
In a way, it was kind of like angelic interference with God just telling her, don't drink, right?
Did she not buy it?
Uh-huh. She wrote back, no, I won't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so those are the two most strange things that I know of. Unexplainable.
That is very, and they're, mm-hmm. they're, the last one that you shared is very inspirational.
Mm-hmm. To know that you know, things go on every day that cannot be explained. I mean, there's a whole, we don't know everything, you know, that there could be a whole extra level of things going on that we cannot explain.
Now,
I go to a church, and our pastor said that when we in the afterlife, the first word that we're all going to say is, oh. It's like, okay, now I get it. Now I understand.
My first word in the afterlife, I go, oh, shoot, I forgot to bring something.
I hope that in the afterlife, we can find out where all of our lost stuff ended up. It's like, where did I leave my car keys? Okay, thank you for letting me know.
A big lost and found department.
Yes, I would be very happy if there was a big lost and found department where you can go, ah, oh, man, that's right up it.
I feel at that time, though, I mean, I know Gloria is probably shaking her head right now, but if I tell you my vision of heaven without being put in a straitjacket, can I share that with you?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Briefly, it was like the most peaceful place that you could be on. There's no nothing more peaceful on this earth. You know what I mean? Such a high tranquility. Mm-hmm. And we don't our bodies will change. We'll be energy form. We won't have to worry about our body. There won't be no sense of time. No worry about emotions or eating. I mean, people ask me, you know, what will my relatives look like? Well, God will show you them how they look the same on earth. But the unknown is scary. It's that last step beyond that scares a lot of people unless you've experienced it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of my kids know that on my tombstone is going to be the words, see you later.
I like that.
they know that I have a sense of humor, and also that's what I want to be on my tombstone is the words, see you later.
How about you, Danny? What do you want on your tombstone?
That's all, folks.
Gloria, how about you?
I'm not sure yet.
That's a good one.
I think I wanted more. I was going to tell Rebecca, there's a new Mary Poppins movie out right now that has a really pretty song about where the lost things go.
Oh, I'd like
you would
to
like
that
song. It's really pretty. And I guess the new nanny who's Emily Blunt tells the children where the lost things go. So,
yeah, that would be good to learn about. I would like to know. I think when I get to heaven, there's going to be like a big pile of about 50 Clipper cards that I have lost in the last few years.
Well, I guess we won't need anything.
No, we won't need anything.
Yeah, exactly. We won't need the Clipper cards, but there they'll be.
Yeah. I heard there was only chicken salad sandwiches in heaven. That's all there is.
Save up those Starbucks cards. I don't know. What do you guys, I mean, do you guys like Starbucks? Yeah. We were talking about that today.
Oh, yeah. Cause actually, just yesterday, I came up with something. I was thinking that
I was saying that, I'm tired of being a superhero. I think it's time for someone else to take my place. So I wrote Shazam on my Starbucks cup. Yeah, because if you know the story, whoever says Shazam turns into a big superhero just with a bolt lightning. You may see the
Now, Danny, on Facebook, I notice you have a lot of, you know a lot about science, or you write a lot about it, and you add the comedy to it. Yeah, that's cool.
I write a lot about science, Mr. Science thing. Let's see, I always come up with Mr. Science fun facts. I'm trying to think of one of the fun facts I can't think of right now. Did you know that futons are made of tofu?
No.
Yeah, another fun fact from Mr. Science. the other one was in the future, they say the sun will expand, it will turn red and expand, and that's when we will all have superpowers.
I like that one.
Superman gets, yeah.
Now, Danny,
you
were on the late night show. You got to tell us about your experience. That must have been. What was that like, guys?
Yeah, that was cool. I was on the Late Late Show with James Corden, and he has a segment called Bar Tricks. And there were four of us, and it's just for a few seconds, or for like a minute, and you do a trick. And if the audience likes you, you get to stay in the bar and get a drink. If the audience doesn't like you, you get escorted out the door by a bunch of tough security guards and they throw you out. It's true. So the guy before me, he was he just took a few seconds. He just put placed a bowling ball on his foot and he kicked it up and he caught it on his face, very gently on his face. He caught a bowling ball. That was pretty wild. Yeah, and then I came up and I did my trick. And by the way, James Corden doesn't get to see the show. Any rehearsal or anything. We just come out there I did my thing. I have this thing where I play music with a pencil, and I drum a pencil on my cheek, and I played the Nutcracker. I can give you a little sample with it. I'll do that.
Can you?
Yeah, I'll draw my pencil on my cheek, and and here we go.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. That sounds good.
You did.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I came out with a violin case, and I told him to play a song. And, they don't know what's going on. So I open up the violin case and I take out my pencil and I sharpened it. And then I play the song. And I have the video on my website, the first video on my website. When you go to the homepage, you can see that there.
I think I saw that.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes.
You think you saw that?
Yeah.
You might want to give everybody your website again so they know.
Sure. It's DannyDechi.com. DannyDechi. DECHI.com. That's COM at the end. Yeah.
Now, when you were on the show, what were the people backstage? What was that like?
It wasn't too much. It was more relaxing, I guess. Basically, we got there around noon. It was the four of us. We got there around noon, and pretty much we hung out and they fed us and hung out backstage. And then around 5 o'clock, we went over, did a little rehearsal. And came back and hung out and actually didn't do too much. And then when they called us out, they called us out and we did our thing. And the other two people, one young woman was twirling hula hoops all over her, her arms, her legs, her hair even, her hair bun. And then another guy was balancing a bunch of glasses on the stick. And he put a stick in his mouth. And you put all these glasses on there, and you'll see it there. You see when you go to my website, you'll see the video of that.
That sounds great. It's good to know that you guys had a chance to relax backstage and get to what did they serve you for food? Or
Oh, really fast. We yeah, we had let's see, we call these rolls. What do you call them? Right? I forget what you call them. We were wraps. I mean, we were wraps. So, yeah, food wraps. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, yeah, food wraps and cookies and soda.
Now, did Rebecca go?
No. My schedule wasn't so that I could go.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, and besides,
okay.
Because they paid for they took care of the airplane and the hotel and transportation, and it was just for me. So I just went there, and it was pretty much overnight. It was go there one night, come back the next evening.
Yeah, but I stayed up late enough to watch it. I usually don't stay up that late, but I made sure I was awake long mm-hmm. enough to watch it.
You were there for him in spirit, which is great. It's
yeah.
Well, you know what, guys? Yeah. I really, really had a fun time with you tonight, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, our pleasure. And
thanks for letting us do this.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add before we turn off, or?
No, just great to be on the show, and great having you on Radio Ha Ha, Richard. And you're welcome to come back, and also Gloria, if you want to come back and tell all your stories also on Radio Ha Ha. And Richard can give you the info.
I would love to. Yeah. Yes, yeah, and you guys too. I want to invite you back here again. So,
Sounds great.
Yeah. Always fun talking with you, Richard.
You too. Hold on, guys.
Nice talking with you guys.
Alrighty, bye. Okay, guys, hold on for a minute, and then we're going to be ending the show, but you're going to still be backstage, as you know, but hold on.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Richard Spazoff Show. For more episodes and information, join us online at psychicmediumspazoffshow.com or catch the show on Spreaker, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. The Richard Spazoff Show is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more great content and shows, visit hcuniversalnetwork.com. Or download our free HC Universal Network podcast app from your favorite device market. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And until next time, keep watch on the darkness.